भगवद गीता 9.33 कि पुनर्ब्राह्मणाम्यराजऋषिस्तथा अनित्यं सुखं लोकमिमं प्राप्य भजस्व माम्। किं पुनर्ब्राह्मणा पुण्या। द प्रीवियस वर्स कृष्णा स्टेटेड दैट ही डिवोशन टू हिम इवन दोज हु आर लो बॉर्न कैन बी डिलीवर्ड। नाउ ही सेज देयरफॉर हाउ मच मोर डज इट अप्लाई टू दोज हु आर हायर बॉर्न सच एज ब्राह्मणास द पायस ब्राह्मणा भक्ता राज ऋषिस तथा एंड द सेकंड पार्ट कैन इधर रेफर टू द डिवोटीज and the Rajarushis or the devoted Rajarushis, whichever way. And then he concludes this line of thought, therefore, anityam sukham lokam imam prapya bhajaswam. Therefore, having been born in this temporary material world, one should just best go ahead and become devoted to him. Anityam sukham lokam. This anityam sukham lokam is more or less a repetition or a reiteration of Dukkhalim Shashvatam, which is a more well-known verse from the Gita. That is 8.15. This is 9.33. Now, moving onwards, the key point that Krishna is making here is that we as souls are bound to suffer and bound to die in material existence. These things are simply unavoidable. When we know this, when we know this unavoidability of our destiny, why should we resent it and get ourselves into trouble unnecessarily? Instead, if we just focus on striving to move closer and closer to Krishna, then we can, by the practice of bhakti, transcend the misery of this material world. So the basic point that Krishna makes here is that we are having choices, and we should make an intelligent choice. When a person is sick, at that time the person is ready to take a treatment, no matter how difficult the treatment may be, because the alternative is to stay miserable. But if there is a treatment that can enable one to actually become cured, and the treatment is much more practical, it's highly probable, highly feasible. If the treatment has worked in other cases, in the cases where people have been sicker, then that's all the more reason for taking the treatment. So similarly, the point of the verse is that the previous verse has stated that even the low born can be elevated. And why should the high born not be elevated? Why should Arjuna is a Rajarushi, he's saintly king, and he certainly can be elevated. So Rajarushi here, Krishna is speaking, and he is telling that the essential point of the verse, and the essential point of this 9th chapter of the Gita, is a consistent and unequivocal glorification of the path of bhakti as compared to various other paths. Primarily in this chapter, of course, the comparison of bhakti has been with karmakanda, with the worship of the devatas. But indirectly, there has also been a comparison with impersonalism, which has been talked about in 9.11 and 12. And here, Krishna speaks that अनित्यम असुखम लोकम इमं प्राप्य भजस्व माम। सो नाउ इट्स इंटरेस्टिंग दैट सत चित आनंद इट्स द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ द सोल, द डिफाइनिंग कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ द सोल सत चित आनंद, एंड अनित्य इज एक्चुअली द ऑपोजिट ऑफ सत, एंड असुख इज द ऑपोजिट ऑफ आनंद. Thus, we could say that the nature of material existence is opposite to the nature of the soul. To the extent we recognize this difference in nature, to the extent we address this difference in nature by recognizing the incompatibility of material existence with our spiritual nature, to that extent we have hope of moving towards lasting happiness. If we don't recognize this incompatibility, if a person has fallen in water, now if the person tries to find stability and peace in the water, that is not going to work. The water is going to be unstable and restless. The waves are going to come, and sometimes there will be lesser waves, but often there may be huge waves also. So the essential incompatibility of human life with water has to be recognized, and thereby the human being has to be situated on somewhere other than the water. Similarly, the essential incompatibility of the soul with Krishna, with the material world needs to be recognized. Just as wanting to be steady and wanting to be on a firm ground in water is impossible. Similarly, wanting to have a lasting and joyful life in material existence is impossible. This, of course, does not mean that we expect problems and we borrow problems and we bury ourselves in problems. Certainly, by our negative attitude and by our inconsiderate choices, we can make life more miserable than it needs to be. So that, of course, the scripture guides us to avoid that. And accepting as guidance is also an important part of living intelligently and productively in this material existence. But in the final analysis, just as if a person in the ocean is indiscreet, that person may well end up in the water far more in stormy areas in the ocean, in the water body, and getting far more buffeted and troubled than what is necessary. And that person has some nautical sense, some sense of how to find peaceful, relatively peaceful water, or at least to avoid stormy water, then that person can be more peaceful even in the ocean. So similarly, we can in this material world also be peaceful by living according to the principles of dharma, by acting according to our nature, and by avoiding unnecessary passions that create turbulence in our life. But all said and done, just as the peace can be found not in the water but outside the water on land, similarly as souls who are at our core spiritual, we can find peace and stability at the spiritual level of reality, and that is what we should strive for. That is what Krishna is urging us to do in this verse by telling us that anityam asukham lokam imam prapya bhajasvama. And said that, okay, that if you are understanding this basic point that actually you are at your core spiritual, that, and not only that, Arjuna, you are highborn, so you have a greater chance to do this. You have a greater chance at success, and therefore just practice bhakti and attain success. Thank you.